Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Yes. I hope you're ready to choose freedom over democracy, because that's America. Joe Biden is our beacon. He's our guiding light. He is very severely brain damaged, essentially illiterate. And the Democrat president of the United States of America. Yes, sir. The Democrat Party is what would we call them? A fifth column inside the United States, and they've imported the Islamist fifth column also, because they're on the side of Iran. Interestingly enough, Israel struck Iran last night and blew up a bunch of their stuff. And Iran is pretending like, it ain't nothing. I just walk this off. I can take this. And they didn't hit anything. They got these nuclear facilities that the Democrats, like Obama and Biden, they opened the gateway for the Islamic bomb, for the radical Islamic jihadi, IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps nuclear arsenal. Barack Obama and Boltneck, John Kerry, opened the door for that, spinning centrifuges, enriching uranium, advancing their ballistic missile program with the nose cones that say death to America and death to the Jews. Speaking of which, the Democrats were out in force at Columbia University, an Ivy League institution, allegedly, where who went to school there, Michael? Barack Obama went there. Barack Hussein Obama went there. And yesterday, it was kind of more Hussein and less Barack. A lot of crazy people out on the campus. How many? About 100 arrested. And that's because they're not on our side. They're not on the side of the United States. They're not on the side of Western civilization. A lot of them are actually from the Middle East. And they're, legit jihadis that are going to Columbia and other Democrat-run institutions because the left is anti-Western civilization and certainly anti-American. But there's a lot to talk about there because of the arrests, about 100 arrests. And there was a group of Jewish students showed up on campus yesterday also. And I guess they weren't all Jewish students, but I think it was led by Jewish students. And they showed up with Israeli flags and American flags, and they weren't burning them. That's how you knew they weren't Democrats, is they weren't burning the American flags. All American flags in Democrat stores actually come with a Bic lighter. They don't have Zippos anymore. Zippos are much better for, the Democrats, they love self-immolation too, but that's a separate subject. So it was a fascinating situation. The United States is kind of like Munich, 1933, with the rise of the Socialist Workers' Party there. They hated the Jews too. They wanted to exterminate. There was no Jewish state to exterminate in the 1930s. So they just wanted to exterminate the Jewish population. Now, see, after World War II, the creation of the Jewish state, 1948, the State of Israel. And that's been upsetting to anti-Semites ever since. And now the Democrat Party has mainstreamed and popularized, really popularized like never before, genocidal anti-Semitism. And it is 100% the Democrat Party. If you're a Jewish American and, you're voting Democrat, you need some psychological help. I can probably help you with that. I really can. Also today, it's worth noting, today is April 19th. April 19th is, it's kind of interesting because April 19th is the anniversary of the Battle of Lexington and Concord. A lot of fun. The beginning of the American Revolution and freedom for the world. But it turns out we're going to have to keep fighting for it century after century because not everybody is interested in this freedom thing. You know what I'm talking about? Massachusetts in the colonies then, April 19th, 1775. And the first battle of the American Revolution, Massachusetts, Gesundheit. The colonists defied British authority, outnumbered and fought the Redcoats and embarked on a lengthy war to earn our independence. And the beginning of the American Revolution, it was today, the Battle of Lexington and Concord, And that started it all, got the ball rolling. And it turns out, again, there is no stopping. We can't rest on our laurels, that's for sure, because there are always animals out there that would take away your freedoms and your liberties. And it's worth noting because it changed the world. It was called the shot heard round the world because all the European monarchs got a wake-up call that day because of brave Americans, you know, before SUVs and Teslas, before iPhones and satellite television. They fought the British, and eventually we gave them a good whooping. Then they came back decades later. We had to give them another whooping, the War of 1812. Bunch of pasty English people. Get out of here. See what I'm talking about? Got like that. So that's worth noting. But there's a lot to talk about. Joe Biden, he's been in Pennsylvania, and he's been saying a lot of really incredibly dumb things, hasn't he? A lot of really dumb things. I love his uncle. What's his uncle? Boozy? His uncle. But all those. What's the real name of the Biden family? Came out of Ireland. They're the Blewett family. The Blewett family, and somehow it became Biden because they didn't like Blewett. Blewett. The boys didn't like it. The girls didn't like it. Nobody like. Hey, we're the Blewetts. And if he were still Joe Blewett, I don't think he would have won the presidency. He probably wouldn't have won the Senate seat back in 1789. That was a long time ago. The Blewett family. But in any case, Joe Biden was out there and saying incredible stuff about his Uncle Boozy, a.k.a. Uncle Boozy, being eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. None of it happened. He wasn't the pilot. He wasn't in a single-engine airplane. It wasn't a reconnaissance plane. It wasn't shot down. It didn't crash in New Guinea. And he was not eaten by cannibals. Other than that, it's a pretty good story. And he's actually the fake news media. They're not calling him on it. But a lot of people are appropriately making fun of him. That's why we need what we call, you know, an alternative media. And that's me and Newsmax and Fox News and a few others. Talk radio being very important. That's why they want to destroy talk radio, have their creepy billionaires take over talk radio. But we'll get into that later, too. All kinds of amazing stuff in the last 24 hours. And honestly, I think one of the funniest things is, not the funniest thing, but one of the funniest things from yesterday is Ilhan Omar's daughter, whose name is Isra Hirsi. Now, why is her name Isra Hirsi and her mother's name is Ilhan Omar? Are you sure it's your real mother? Because it might not be your real mother. That's kind of weird, don't you think? It is. It's pretty wild out there. But the arrest of Ilhan Omar's daughter. And you remember that Ilhan Omar, the story goes that Ilhan Omar married her brother in order to lie and cheat the immigration system on behalf of her brother to make sure that they didn't both end up with black scorpions crawling over their sun-bleached bones in the windblown desert. And they came to the United States, and now Ilhan Omar is here as a fifth columnist to undermine the United States and Western civilization because she's an enemy of the United States, an enemy of Western civilization, and a Democrat in good standing, like the jihadis on the campus of Columbia University yesterday, who were chanting, and they were doing from the river to the sea, you know, wipe Israel off the map, kill all the Jews. They're not telling jokes. They're not like high school kids telling jokes. They're serious. They're genocidal anti-Semites. They're genocidal racists. And some of them are Middle Eastern jihadis wearing their Yasser Arafat headdresses and stuff, the Palestinian headdresses and things. But I would say probably 50% plus one are white liberals. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, who go to Ivy League institutions. And the left teaches that the Jews are genocidal maniacs and that the radical Islamic jihadi terrorists, who are the actual genocidal maniacs, are the victims of the Jews who are genocidal maniacs. And if that makes sense to you, then, you know, you are probably a danger to public schools in your neighborhood for a number of reasons. Speaking of which, in Montgomery County yesterday, they announced the arrest of an 18-year-old woman who identifies as a man. and was on the brink, they say, of going to a school and murdering everybody because the person named Andrea, who identifies as Alex, and so the Washington Post just goes with the, it's an amazing piece in the Washington Post. They have the piece in the Metro section, not in the A section, but in the Metro sectional they have it. And it's amazing. They just talk about Alex, never mentioning that Alex is really Andrea, never mentioning that Alex is a transgender identifying person who was going to be the next in line of transgender mass murderers like the Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, where the woman identifying as a man, right? It's hard to keep track, so many of them. And then the Club Q in Colorado Springs, where that was, I think, was that a woman? I think it was a man identifying as a woman. Massacre there had to be stopped by a big, strong, brave, cisgender, heterosexual army officer man who was demonstrating his toxic masculinity, for which the Democrats have such disdain and contempt. But I want to get into the Andrea Alex story because the news media is so fantastically corrupt that the Washington Post, you can read the whole Washington Post piece and scratch your head several times saying, what are they trying to say? But they never say it because their pro-transgender child, and this person now 18, an adult, and was going to, had you know written a long diatribe, a manifesto, which the media is not calling a manifesto, right? Have they released the manifesto from the Nashville mass murderer, transgender mass murderer? Because that person had a manifesto, and they were talking about releasing it, and the news media just buried it in a shallow grave near Las Vegas, as they do with so many of these things. But this is kind of an amazing story, and CNN, I think, mentioned it, right, the story, but they didn't mention the fact that it's a tranny. The Washington Post talks about the many struggles with mental illnesses and being institutionalized again and again, but never says tranny, right? Transgender, would-be mass murderer, yet another one, even though it's such a minuscule portion of the population. They have an outsized impact on mass murders and things like that. And that's why the news media stays away from it, because they think that's not helpful to their cause. You know how they are when it comes to these things. Just amazing. So a lot going on today, but I do love Ilhan Omar's daughter, whose name is Isra Hirsi, suspended a sentence from Barnard College. It's not Bernard, it's Barnard College, and that's affiliated with the Columbia University. It's the girls' part, which is segregation. You know how they are. They love segregation. In fact, this year, we learned a couple of days ago, there will be more segregated graduation ceremonies than ever before, because the Democrat Party is the party of racial segregation, and they always have been. Joe Biden didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle in Delaware. We all know that. But Ilhan Omar's daughter, great stuff. Isra Hirsi suspended from Barnard College for her involvement in what this report calls the anti-Israel protests. Anti-Israel protests, which are pro-genocide, pro-anti-Semite, pro-jihad, anti-Western civilization, and all that good stuff. And the fact that, there are all these stories, and the news media, because we don't have a legitimate news media, has never clarified all this. Ilhan Omar allegedly married her brother in order to cheat the immigration system. And so Ilhan Omar's daughter, Isra Hirsi, put out a statement saying, I have embarrassed my mother, my father, and my uncle, the two most important people in my life. I'm sorry, what? The two most important, but that's three people. Well, not really. Her father and her uncle and her father. It's kind of like the movie Chinatown, you know? She's my sister, she's my daughter, she's my sister, she's my daughter. Yeah, the pro-jihad, also in Canada, Toronto, Canada, they've got jihadis there too. There are fifth columnists living among us. There is a fifth column in the United States and in Canada too that are here to undermine our culture. They're waging war against us from within. And the Democrats have gotten into bed with them. They're not on our side. So we've got that. And Joe Biden, lots of dumb stuff. Lots of dumb stuff that Joe Biden said. Pretty remarkable. President Trump back in court today. They impaneled 12 jurors by the close of business yesterday. They lost two yesterday, two jurors, while we were on the air. And I've got updates for you on that. Yes, sir. Lake and Riley's name in the news, not because of Democrats. And you're listening to the Allman Brothers. The great Dickie Betts died yesterday of the Allman Brothers at the age of 80. So you might be hearing some more Allman Brothers today as well. We are at 888-630-9625.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Also in Paris, France, home of Louis Pasteur. Well, not anymore. In Paris, France, French security forces have surrounded heavily armed French security forces, armored vehicles, have surrounded the Iranian consulate in Paris, France, because a man with grenades or a suicide belt has entered the facility and threatened to blow himself up. Police think he might be a Democrat. Not entirely sure yet. Like the guy at the Israeli embassy recently that set himself on fire to kill himself. Democrats aren't what they used to be, am I right? Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Chris calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Christopher, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I think the Republicans should focus on opposing aid to Ukraine and all foreign aid. I think it's more important that we spend the foreign aid budget to relieve suffering in this country, all types of suffering, homelessness and what have you. Giving $60 billion away is going to get us nowhere. And it's going to hurt the Republicans in November because the Trump part of the Republican Party is opposed to all foreign aid. And I think that Representative Green getting rid of Johnson it should be top priority. What do you think?
Well, I think, honestly, with the speaker, I think it's too early for that. And I understand your position on the $60 billion for Ukraine, and it would be nice to see the U.S. government paying attention to the United States of America, like our border and securing our border. Since we're importing literally millions of illegal aliens, many gang members, human traffickers, drug traffickers, I'd like to see us secure our own border. And then, yeah, a focus on us for a while. That would be good. Yes, one of the founding fathers of the Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, died age 80. Learned the news yesterday. Big deal for a couple of generations of Americans. Even Yankees like me up in Chicago listened to the Allman Brothers in the 1970s. They were huge. But let me get back to Chris, who was calling from Woodbridge. And Chris, I'm sorry, the clock is a never-ending burden. But Chris saying, you know, let's get Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about getting rid of the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and getting somebody in there that's going to fight the fight. And I've got to say, and I said whatever I said, that I would tap the brakes on that, that I'm not for throwing Mike Johnson out, that Mike Johnson has not really had an opportunity to be the Speaker of the House. He's got a lot of fights to fight, and a lot of them are really big fights. And Chris from Woodbridge is right. We're giving another $60 billion which in any other country is their annual budget, and we're giving it to Ukraine to kill Russians because we got about 300,000 dead Russians, about 300,000 dead Ukrainians, and And we're just warming up because there are no peace talks, nothing going on at the fake United Nations where they're condemning Israel and propping up the Palestinian terror groups and saying, hey, let's give them a state. In fact, there's a story today that I hope to get to. The Biden administration is again pushing for, they're saying, hey, we've got a, you know, President Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, three peace deals between Israel and Arab countries in 4 years of the Trump administration. And they were on the brink of a fourth deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And the Arab countries didn't extract a lot to cut these deals from Israel or from the United States. But now Biden is saying, hey, we've got a peace deal on the table. It's just like theirs. Ours is better than theirs. We got Saudi Arabia. They want to talk to Israel. Really? So you're 3.5 years later, you're playing catch up on what Trump already had in the pipeline. And they're saying the only thing is Israel has to give the Palestinians statehood. Yeah, well, I know the shape of the state they want. And the shape of that state is Israel. And Joe Biden is not on the side of Western civilization because these lefties that surround him, his puppet masters, are genocidal anti-Semites and pro-radical Islam. And, you know, so we got that. But now I digress. Back to Chris in Woodbridge and the aid to Ukraine, which should be going to the United States. We've already given them more than $100 billion. There's no end in sight, this war. We can give them $60 billion every 6 months. And all the, and then they brag, our Secretary of State, who's an idiot, bragged that 90% of it stays right here in the United States and goes to the military-industrial complex, to military contractors. And I'm all in favor of strong American military contractors and the strongest U.S. military. We've got to be the strongest in the world. And in fact, that's becoming more and more true with each rotation of the planet, with China on the rise, radical Islam on the rise, radical Islam on the rise inside the United States of America, inside the Democratic Party, and so on. So I'm all for the military-industrial complex, but I'm not for a reckless, irresponsible, nobody watching where the money's going, spending. And in Ukraine, nobody's watching where the money's going. And then our chief diplomat tells us, don't worry, it's all going to bombs. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, with that said, the Speaker of the House, I'm just not ready to hang the Speaker of the House. I'm not. Mike Johnson is a, he's kind of an old-fashioned Republican, and he's not a bare-knuckles brawler. He's not. At least he has not proven to be thus far, and I do not expect him to become a bare-knuckles brawler. And the reason that so many Republican voters and so many Americans love Donald Trump is because he is a bare-knuckles brawler, and he will get in there. And, you know, he's a counterpuncher. That's the word that's been used to describe him probably more than any other word. But when they attack, and that's all they do is attack the left, the pro-jihad, anti-Israel left, the Democrat Party, most Republicans don't punch back. You know, the Mitt Romneys of the world and even the John McCains and so on. But Donald Trump punches back, and that's what's great about him. Now, one of the things that's great about him, Mike Johnson doesn't seem to be a guy who punches back, but he's settling into a completely corrupted and disastrous U.S. Congress, which has been derailed again and again. All these fake government shutdowns, these omnibus bills, where they say, hey, I know, let's include funding for Ukraine and for the Indo-Pacific, which is mostly Taiwan, and for Israel and for Satan, and we'll combine them all into one giant bill that'll be 6,000 pages long and nobody will read it, and it'll be $400 billion. Nobody knows what's in it. The newspapers applaud it, not knowing what's in it. And we used to have this thing we called regular order on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and in the United States of America. And regular order meant that we had a Congress that acted like a Congress. We had committees that specialized in the Middle East and Israel, committees that specialized in Taiwan and China, committees that specialized in Ukraine and in other areas, Iran and all of that. The Democrats give away the store to Iran. And what Mike Johnson says he's trying to do is He's trying to restore regular order to the Congress so we don't have these ridiculous, stupid, nobody reads them, $400 billion pieces of legislation. I had to check myself there. Pieces of legislation that we have inflicted upon us, and we just add it to our tab, a $34 trillion debt. And what we don't do is we don't have committee hearings with witnesses where we debate the funding to Ukraine, the funding to Israel, and then the committees present their theoretically polished bills to the entire House of Representatives where it can be debated on the floor and then voted on the floor. That's how Congress is supposed to work. That's not how it works anymore. Because the Democrats, and to a much lesser extent, the Republicans too, but overwhelmingly because of the Democrats. And our $34 trillion national debt is ridiculous, and people should be in prison for that, if not literally, then virtually. And we had a couple of several Mike Johnson audio sound bites day before yesterday, and we were overtaken by events, as they say, OBE, and didn't get to the Mike Johnson cuts from day before yesterday, but I want to share them with you now. And really, Chris, this is for you. And I understand your disdain for the process and the ridiculous foreign aid system that we have set up, and another $60 billion on top of $113 billion for Ukraine. And nobody's talking peace. Nobody's monitoring where the money goes. The Democrats want to make sure that we don't monitor where the money goes. Republicans are saying, well, we can't just give them $60 billion for a never-ending war with no end in sight and no peace process underway and not know where the money's going. And Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the Western-ish world. And you know that a lot of these dollars are buying houses in Malta and buying yachts and buying private airplanes. We've seen it again and again and again. And the Democrats are pounding the table. Again, millions went to the Biden family from Ukraine, which is a very corrupt family. And we have a president of the United States named Biden. But let's go to a Mike Johnson from a couple of days ago that we didn't get to, trying to restore what we call regular order, where Congress looks like Congress, don't have these idiotic bills that, oh, no, there's another government shutdown on Friday. And the news media is the most corrupt institution in America, and they're in bed with the Democrats. And they tell us Timmy's scout troop can't go to Jellystone, and it's all the Republicans' fault. And it's all a lie. It's all a giant lie. Mike Johnson just trying to restore some semblance of sanity and order on Capitol Hill.
We didn't think it was fair or right for the House to be, rolled by the Senate. They sent us a large bill where everything was merged together, the Senate supplemental. That was not the will of the House. The will of the House is to address it in single subjects, you know, in regular order, in a regular process, with an amendment process. That's the way this is supposed to work. So that's what we're going to do this week.
Amendment process. Wow. See, that's how Congress is supposed to work, but our Congress is so broken that it's unrecognizable as a Western institution. And our news media never stands up and says, well, nothing is working the way it's supposed to work. Yet, presumably, some of them at least, some of them must have three-digit IQs, recognize that nothing is working as it is designed to work, as it should work, as it worked until not too long ago, where the members of Congress on the committees theoretically have some expertise in the area, and they make proposals, they present them, they debate them in committee, they have meetings, they stay up all night sometimes behind closed doors, and they put together bills that they then present to the full House. And there are Democrats there to corrupt everything, of course, and to look for ways to steal money all over the place. And you got to fight it, But the Senate says, oh, no, we're going to put it all together. And that's why nothing ever happens. 6,000-page bill, shut the government down, blame the Republicans because of a corrupt media. It happens over and over and over again. They're like Freddy Krueger movies at this point. It's the same thing over and over again. He would like to restore regular order. He would like to make sure that bills go through committee, then go to the full House before going to the Senate. And the Democrats, including Schumer, want to blow everything up like a suicide bomber in Paris at the Iranian consulate. But never mind that. Mike Johnson.
You'll have four different bills, as you said. You'll have Israel first in the order, then you'll have the Indo-Pacific region, then you'll have the Ukraine matter, and then a fourth bill will introduce our other national security priorities, and that'll include additional sanctions for Russia and Iran.
Sanctions to be imposed on Russia, sanctions to be imposed on Iran. The Democrats corrupt everything. Now, you know, the oil money that Iran is getting from China, by the tens of billions they're taking in oil money, supposed to be sanctioned. Biden blew it. Obama blew it. And Joe Biden's real name is Blew It. So we got that. And I got to say, let me say this to you, Chris. I would like to see the Speaker of the House restore regular order. Get the Congress back on track where we have, and they only have the House. Republicans don't have the Senate, and the Lizard King is over there, and he's one of the most corrupt people in the history of the United States, Chuck Schumer. And they've got Joe Blewett in the White House. And so the Speaker of the House has this much power, but not this much power. See what I'm saying? I'm doing hand signals here. And I would like to see regular order restored. And we know that aid is going to go to Israel, and we need it. I'm in favor of Israel aid to kill the troglodytes who are here to slay civilization. And by the way, there are, I don't know how many of them inside the tent here in the United States, but perhaps millions inside the tent that are pro-jihad. A lot of them are white liberals who are on the side of the jihad, and they're anti-Semites, genocidal anti-Semites. But Israel... and by the way, Israel struck Iran last night, and they did not give the U.S. a heads up because there are too many pro-Iran actors at senior levels in the Biden White House and State Department. And the Israelis know that if they tell the Biden White House, that the Iranians will get a heads up ahead of time from the Americans that the Israelis are coming, because that's how corrupt the Democrats are and how corrupt the Biden administration is. But in any event, I'm in favor of that aid. The Ukraine aid, the Republicans are saying, look, we'll, because they're kind of outnumbered, they're a very slender majority in the House of Representatives, hard to get anything through. He's got some of his own people jumping on his head and trying to stab his eyes out before he does anything. And I'm not in favor of that. Right now, I was all in favor of getting rid of Kevin McCarthy. Everybody knows that earlier than anybody else was. I've heard some other people jumping on that thing. Oh, I was always against Kevin McCarthy. But I was always a poor guy. Shouldn't have been Speaker of the House. He can't speak. And then there's the Taiwan money, which they call Indo-Pacific. It's a little more than Taiwan, but mostly Taiwan. And that's about China, the rising threat from China. And these are things that need to be debated publicly. And they're not being debated publicly. They're not even being debated in Congress. And the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, is trying to restore regular order. That's the language. Where bills, you know, like the Sesame Street thing, you know, how a bill becomes a law. And it goes to committee, and the alleged experts and the committees hash it out. And both parties get to throw the kitchen sink in. And that's how that works. And it always has. But when it comes to Ukraine, the Democrats want to make sure, because a lot of pockets have been lined in Washington by Ukraine, and there's a lot of corruption in the United States when it comes to Ukraine and the relationships that a lot of politicians, Democrats mostly, but also Republicans, have and have had with Ukraine. But this war with Russia is an ongoing thing, and it needs to be debated openly. And Mike Johnson is trying to establish that. And Chris, you say, take that $60 billion, screw Ukraine, and let's spend it. So we've got homeless veterans that are being kicked out of places in New York to make room for illegal aliens. And we need to get this train back on track. But Chris, let me say this. I think if we follow Marjorie Taylor Greene's lead and can the brand new, more or less, Speaker of the House, after canning the last Speaker of the House, because he's not putting the border first, and I get it. I do get it. But they don't have total power. It'll just be a shutdown. The narrative will be it's all the Republicans' fault. Mike Johnson's a loser. He's a schmuck. He shut down the government. The Democrats know that the media will write the script for them. So Mike Johnson has the... the media narrative to fight in addition to everything else. And I don't want to be another one of his enemies when he's just barely started. I want to give him a chance to get the train on track a little bit, because you got to get it on track a little bit before you can get it on track a lot. And right now, our government is a disaster. Normal would be good. Regular order might be a good start. And fighting these fights one at a time might put them center stage and get the attention of the American people. But right now, it's all just a plane crash into a train over a school for disabled children every day. And, you know, normal would be good. Regular order would be good. And I want to give Mike Johnson a chance. I prefer it when the Democrat Party is the party of chaos and anarchy and, you know, rioting and shooting and burning police cars and supporting Hamas and Iran. And the Republican Party is the party of the steady hand and the cool voice, even though every now and then you need somebody to stand up and pound the table and shout and punch somebody in the nose, at least politically. Axios headline today, Mike Johnson confuses GOP in fight against motion to vacate. That's the effort to kick him out. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the headline is, Green says she doesn't care if, quote, Speaker's office becomes a revolving door, end quote. It's not really a good play. The last handful of Republican speakers have not had a good go of it. Let's stop acting like crazy left-wingers. Democrats could save Mike Johnson's job. That would be catastrophic, and that shouldn't be allowed. The Democrats are angling to get their radical extremist racist Hakeem Jeffries, anti-Semite also, in the speaker's job. Nancy Pelosi was an effective speaker, not on the side of the United States of America, but she was, you know, effective at enriching herself and her friends and moving all of that corrupt Democrat stuff through Congress. And Johnson says he won't change rules for ousting speakers after warnings, you see, from GOP hardliners. Hardliners. Notice that lefties are never hardliners, but they're out there championing the cause of Iran and Hamas. Honestly. Yeah, and why Johnson won't just pass Ukraine aid. Let's try to make Washington look like the United States of America. Let's try to make the Congress look like the U.S. Congress is supposed to look. Let's restore regular order. Let's debate the great issues of our day. What an idea.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.